In Northwest News on KPLU, how to manage forests on state trust lands so that they provide more habitat for marbled murrelets. That's a question before the State Board of Natural Resources when it meets this week in Olympia. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The marbled murrelet is a robin-sized diving seabird that nests as far as 50 miles from the coast, high up in the branches of old-growth forests. It was listed as threatened in 1992. Washington put a habitat conservation plan into effect shortly thereafter, but is still finalizing its strategy for the next 50 years. Kyle Blum with the State Department of Natural Resources says the board is evaluating 6 management options. They're looking at different ways to grow more trees with the mossy, flat limbs where murrelets nest. Ways to do this include thinning out stands when they're younger.
That can give certain trees the space, right, the light and moisture that they would need to grow bigger, faster, and hopefully accelerate the development of those limbs that are so critical for murrelet nesting.
This kind of active management could also provide some of the revenue from logging that the trust lands are supposed to generate for schools. But some conservation groups say the murrelets need more of a buffer from human activity and predators, and they say high-quality habitat for murrelets has declined by more than 30% on state and private lands in recent years. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.